share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Minister in the Prime Minister's Office, Religious Affairs, Dr. Zulkifli Muhammad Al-Bakri, has confirmed that Malaysia is rejecting the new United States, U.S., administrative foreign policy that seeks to promote the human rights of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender and bisexuals, LGBTQI+, worldwide. Barita Harian reported that the U.S. administration also included individuals who identify as intersex, eunuchs, in the group. However, this is not supported by the Malaysian government's stance because the intersex community differs from LGBT and is not something that violates human nature and has been discussed in depth from a science and FIQH perspective. LGBT has always been against human norms. Thus, it is against Islamic law and the government does not support any LGBT-labeled campaign in the country. Datuk Seri Dr. Zulkifli Muhammad Al-Bakri. He added that the rejection of the campaign will be accepted by all races and religious communities in Malaysia. Secretary General of the Association of Malaysian Scholars, PUM, Professor Dr. Mohd Roslan Mohd Noor, slammed the move by U.S. President Joe Biden, which he deemed insensitive and could cause uncertainty to Muslims not only in the U.S. but abroad. Mohd Roslan also said that Biden's move will be motivation for the LGBTQI+ community to fight for their rights. However, in an Islamic country such as Malaysia, it cannot be practiced. On 5 February, U.S. President Joe Biden issued a historic memorandum committing the United States to promote LGBTQ rights on an international stage. According to NBC News, the Memorandum on Advancing the Human Rights of Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, and Intersex Persons Around the World directs American agencies operating abroad to ensure that United States diplomacy and foreign assistance promote and protect the human rights of LGBTQI+ persons. In Malaysia, however, the opposite seems to be happening with the Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Religion. Ahmad Marzouk Shari, saying the existing sentence against the LGBT community of imprisonment up to 3 years, 6 strokes of the cane, and a fine is seen as light. What do you think of the minister's statement? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, existing punishment is light, Dep Minister wants stricter action taken against LGBT community. Source, Astro Awani Source, NBC News. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.